Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frenchy Ahalt. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bob Bokin. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Joe Chamberlain. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Milt Gaston. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting second. The second baseman, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Frenchy Ahalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ahalt hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas takes first base on ball four. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, White Sox. Bob Bokin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bokin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bokin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a fly ball into right field. Ahalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Ahalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops it up and throws to first, with Gaston covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhalt bunts towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. Gaston moves to second. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gaston moves to third. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 1 in the game. Bonura hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into right field. Uhalt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. Boken hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 1 in the game. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0 for 1 in the game. Chamberlain hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Markham fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0-for-1 in the game. Majeski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Majeski reaches second base with a double. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gaston strikes out. Two outs. Frenchy Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhalt hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a pop-up towards short. Chamberlain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-2 in the game. Bonura strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0-for-1 in the game. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0-for-2 in the game. Kramer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-2 in the game. Boken hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Chamberlain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chamberlain is 0-for-2 in the game. Chamberlain strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0-for-2 in the game. Wurstler takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair strikes out. Two outs. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0 for 2 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Boken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Majeski strikes out. One out. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gaston for the out. Two outs. Frenchie Uhalt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhalt is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhalt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chamberlain fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Chamberlain. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Berry moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 0 for 2 in the game. Markham hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 3 in the game. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Mühlhaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wurstler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 3 in the game. Bonura hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wurstler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Wurstler moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wurstler scores. Fox moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 3, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.